Kilai in Perik Tess, Mishnah Yud. Oisis HaGarden V'Oisis HaKoivsin Asuris Mishum Kilai. Letters that were created by weavers or laundromats or people that would wash clothing. Instead of like the tags that we have on the inside, they would actually weave letters into the garment for the people that would own them, that people can identify their clothing. So this is also because of Kilayim. And the Farshim explain that no matter how small amount or how insignificant the stitching is, because here the stitching is not really meant to do anything except for a simen, and it's really not part of the garment. Nevertheless, it's also because of Kilayim. Ha-toychif tchifa achas. If a person stitches one stitch, there's a picture below. Einu chibur. So first of all, it doesn't connect the two cloths together. The Rav says, legabi tume and tahara, that if, for example, one of the cloths is tame, it doesn't mean that the cloth that's attached to it with one stitch is part of this tame cloth. Rather, they're looked at as separate because the stitch is not really permanent and it's not really connecting them. And also, if you wanted to make one of the fabrics tahor, so only that fabric becomes tar, but the connecting fabric that's only stitched through one stitch would still be tame because they're not connected. And furthermore, v'hashoymta b'shabbos pater, and if a person, shoymta means, we know that one of the malachas on Shabbos, one is not allowed to stitch, that's teifer, and then also there's to rip, which is korea almanas litzvah, to rip in order to stitch, because every type of malach on Shabbos has to be constructive, so tearing a stitch in order to restitch something is chayiv on Shabbos. So if the stitch that he's tearing is only one stitch, and that's all there is to that beged, he's not chayiv. Mefarshim asks, why don't you just say simpler? Why don't you just say that if a person doesn't stitch twice, he only stitches once on Shabbos, he's not chayiv? Why do you have to say it in a roundabout way that if he would tear one stitch on condition to stitch two stitches, he's potter? Could have said it simpler. So to me, I was thinking to say that it's a bigger chiddush to teach us that even when we say that on Shabbos, a person's not allowed to tear to do something constructive, maybe one would think that the tearing, it's also called tearing, even if it's only one stitch. It's true that you need to tie two stitches in order to be doing something constructive, but maybe the destructive part of the construction, it's also called tearing something that's somewhat substantial. In other words, for the tearing part of something constructive, that part doesn't need something that's so substantial. So the chiddush is that it's mamish nothing, that even when you tear such a stitch, even though it's only a small part of the constructive process, nevertheless, that tearing is mamish nothing, because one stitch is nothing. Regardless, the Mishnah continues, Asa shnei roshei letzad echad. However, if a person made two stitches in one side, there's a picture below, so he goes in and he comes back out with the needle, chibur, so now the two fabrics are connected, chibur is legabi tumah, so now it's looked at as one beged with one side. If one cloth becomes tameh, that means the whole thing is tameh, the other cloth is also tameh because it's connected, and vice versa, if it becomes tahor, the other side is tahor. V'yeshba mishum kilayim, and now if one fabric is wool and the other fabric is linen, it's kilayim. V'ashoymta b'shabes chayv, and now if you tear them apart, now that the stitch went in and then back out, ramanas litfer state fears, you'd be chayv on Shabbos. And by the way, that which we say that you have to go in and out, you need to actually, the Rav says you have to actually tie it. And that's what I showed in the picture, because then it's permanent. Otherwise, it's just going to fall apart. All the pictures in the picture, by the way, are not, they're a little loose, the stitches, that you could see clearly what's going on. Obviously, when they stitched it, it was a tighter stitch, and you wouldn't see loose strings like that. Rabbi Huda Omer Achi Shalosh, Rabbi Huda says that having the needle go in and out, like we just said, is not enough. Rather, you'd go in and out, and then you'd come back in. So there's three stitches, three moves of the needle, and the picture's below. And finally, the last case in the Mishnah, Hasak Vakupa Mitzdar from the Kilayim. So there's also a picture on this below. The Rav explains that if you had a bag and then a basket, and they are connected, they have attached to each one, let's say the bag has a piece of wool attached to it, and the basket has a piece of linen attached to it, and this wool and the linen are now stitched together with two stitches, like we've said. One may say that the wool and the linen, these little particles of fabric, are really nothing, and really the kalim are so choshev by themselves, and each one is separate. Comes along the Mishnah and tells us that no, if this wool and the linen, they do become connected. They're not looked at as separate, even though that each of them are connected to kalim by themselves. And the Rav says it's lav dafka, a sack and a basket. It could be any types of garments or things like that. Solik Maseches Kilayim.